Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into ClickUp. It gets called this all-in-one productivity platform a lot. And, you know, that always makes me wonder, can one tool really handle everything effectively?
That's the big question, isn't it?
So our mission today, unpack what ClickUp actually is, how people are using it, and importantly, what its newest moves, especially with AI, I mean, for how we work. We're drawing on its product hunt page, user reviews, launch info, the works.
Yeah, and we'll look at how it tries to tackle those common workflow headaches. You know, where it succeeds based on the sources and maybe where there are still some hurdles.
Okay, let's get right into it then. At its heart, what is ClickUp? It's more than just tasks, right?
Oh, definitely more. The materials describe it as, like you said, all-in-one. Designed for tasks, sure, but also docs, goals, even chat.
So quite the scope.
Huge scope. It bundles project management, team collaboration. They've even got CRM software features in there.
CRM, right, for customer interactions.
Right.
And it launched back in 2017.
Yep, 2017. So they've been building out this pretty ambitious vision for several years now.
That all-in-one promise.
Yeah.
It sounds incredibly appealing. But does it hold up? Where does a tool like that usually start to, you know, feel stretched?
Well, that's the classic trade-off, isn't it? The versatility is the big draw. People love the customizable interface, the powerful features for managing tasks, tracking goals.
Okay.
Users consistently say it streamlines things, boosts team efficiency. I mean, look at the reviews. Project management gets mentioned, what, 53 times?
Wow. Okay.
And customizable workflows, that's another big one, 28 mentions. So those aspects clearly resonate.
So that sounds great in theory, but what about for like actual teens on the ground? Any specific examples?
Yeah, we found a really interesting quote from Justin Kavanaugh. He's a CEO, global agency, team of over 100.
Okay, so a decent size.
Right, and he calls ClickUp their single source of truth, says it's a game changer for clarity, speed, and performance at scale.
A single source of truth.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
He mentioned how it connected all their stuff. Google Drive, Slack, CRMs, various AI tools, making info easy to find.
But there's always a but, isn't there? What's the flip side? Because all-in-one can sometimes mean complex.
Exactly. And users do point that out. The sheer number of features, it can be overwhelming for some.
Ah, the learning curve.
Yep, learning curve popped up 12 times in the reviews we saw. Also, overwhelming interface. That got 6 mentions.
And you sometimes hear feature bloat, right? Like too many options.
Precisely. 4 mentions for feature bloat. One user, Leonars Tan, just straight up called it a super bloated app.
Okay, so it's powerful, but maybe too powerful or complex for some users. That's a tough balance.
It really is. That customizability is fantastic if you dive in. Yeah. But if you don't, it can just feel like noise, like getting a massive box of Legos with no picture on the front.
Huh, good analogy. So given that challenge, and with AI being everywhere now, how is ClickUp adapting? What are they doing lately?
Their recent launches tell a clear story. The big one is BrainMax by ClickUp. Just launched July 16th, 2025.
BrainMax. Okay, sounds AI-ish.
Totally. It's a native AI desktop app. And the key goal here is to tackle AI sprawl.
AI sprawl. You mean like having 50 different AI tools open, ChatGPT here, Gemini there.
Exactly that chaos. BrainMax isn't just another AI gadget. They're positioning it as shifting from using separate AI tools to having intelligence integrated right into your workflow, bringing AI to your data, not the other way around.
Interesting. Is this new or part of a trend for them?
It definitely follows a trend. We saw ClickUp 3.0 launch last November 2023 and their AI Master Collection back in October 2023. Both pushed AI integration.
So BrainMax is the next evolution of that.
Seems like it. It aims to connect all those dots, let teams instantly pull info from across their whole digital setup, just like Kavanaugh mentioned needing.
Okay, so summing up, ClickUp offers incredible versatility. It really wants to be that central hub, and now it's making a major play with integrated AIs through BrainMax. But it's still wrestling with that core challenge, managing all that power without becoming overwhelming.
Absolutely. And if you step back and look at the bigger picture, ClickUp's journey really highlights this tension, right? The search for the ultimate simple solution sometimes makes things more complex initially.
Yeah.
The real question isn't just can one tool do it all, but maybe what's the cost in terms of focus and cognitive load for the user? It really makes you think about how these super integrated platforms will shape how we find and use information going forward.